Welcome to our service for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. This is a little different because later in the service we shall hear Bishop Joanna's Christmas message. It would be good to be encouraged by our bishop at the end of what has been a difficult year for her and for all of us. I thought I might begin though with a few words from St. Paul. This is from 1 Thessalonians, which is the earliest Christian text we have. And it tells you something that never changes about how a minister feels when he, or in the bishop's case she, cannot be in touch with the people they minister to and care about. Paul writes, "But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love. He's told us also that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, just as we long to see you. And for this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we've been encouraged about you through your faith. For we now live, if you continue to stand firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith." I thought as I read it that that would be my prayer for all of us in 2022, that we might once more meet each other face to face and restore each other in the faith. Until then, we continue with these online services, and we begin our Christmas service with the carol, "Once in Royal David's City." Yeah. Thou who art God beyond all praising, all for love's sake becamest man, stooping so low, but sinners raising heavenward by thine eternal plan. Thou who art love beyond all telling, Saviour and King, we worship thee. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Christmas Day. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. And wonderful words from the prophet Isaiah, our Old Testament reading. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How lovely upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Darlleniad o Benod Cyntaf ar Efengyl yn ôl Ioan. Daeth y gair yn gnawd. Yn y dechreuad yr oedd y gair, yr oedd y gair gyda Duw a Duw oedd y gair. Yr oedd ef yn y dechreuad gyda Duw, daeth pob peth i fod trwyddo ef, heb ddo ef ni ddaeth un dim i fod. Yr hyn a ddaeth i fod yn ddo ef bywyd ydoedd, a'r bywyd goleini dynion ydoedd. Y mae'r goleini yn llewyrchu yn y tywyllwch ac nid yw'r tywyllwch wedi ei drechu ei. Daeth dyn wedi ei anfon oddi wrth ddiw a'i enw Ioan. Daeth hwn yn dyst i dystiolaethu am y goleini er mwyn i bawb ddod i gredu trwyddo. Nid ef oedd y goleini, ond daeth i dystiolaethu am y goleini. Yr oedd y gwir oleini sy'n goleio pob dyn eisio sy'n dod i'r byd. Yr oedd yn y byd a daeth y byd i fod trwyddo, ac nid adnabu'r byd mohono. Daeth i'w gartref ei hun ac ni dderbyniodd ei bobl ei hun mohono, ond cynifer ag ei dderbyniodd, rhoi sydd i'n hwy y rhai sy'n credu yn ei enw, hawl i ddod yn blant Duw. Plant wedi ei geni nid o waed, nac o wewyllus cnawd, nac o wewyllus gŵr, ond o Ddiw. A daeth y gair yn gnawd a phreswyliodd yn ei plith, yn llawn gras a gwirionydd, gwelsom ei ogoniant ef, ei ogoniant fel unig fab, yn dod oddi wrth y tad. Dyma air yr arglwydd. Diolch i ti o Ddiw.
Lay down his sweet hand, the sun.
I mentioned earlier, our address today comes from Bishop Joanna. It sent us an email, so I'll read it. As you'll hear, it was written before Mark Drakeford's statement on the 22nd of December about the new COVID rules. The bishop begins with a quotation from today's gospel reading, John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And we pray that may be so for our bishop, who's had a difficult year, that the light may still shine in her heart as she shares with us here. At the time of writing, it is uncertain whether or not we should be living under tighter restrictions during this Christmas period to help limit the spread of COVID and protect the capacity of the NHS and the well-being of its staff. If this becomes necessary, many businesses will be impacted and people who had been looking forward to a more normal Christmas will be disappointed. Nevertheless, the impact of a steep rise in COVID infections, both for the individuals involved, the NHS and wider society, cannot be underestimated. This brings home to us afresh that the good tidings of comfort and joy, of which the Christmas carol speaks, lie not in how and what with we celebrate Christmas, but in what we are celebrating itself. We celebrate that the Blessed Virgin Mary, who had said yes to the angel, gave birth to a son named Jesus, which means Saviour. Angels sang, shepherds came, wise men learned about his birth in the movement of the planets and stars and came to bring gifts. The light shone, but this isn't a fairy tale. Herod sent his soldiers and murdered all the boys in Bethlehem aged 2 and under because he wanted to get rid of the boy who the wise men had told him was born to be king. Joseph had been warned, so took Mary and the baby to Egypt. The light indeed shines in the darkness, and, as in the world today, the darkness is brutally real. Not a fairy tale, but part of the promise of God. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is the light of the world. He lived and proclaimed the love of God. He called people, and he calls us to live and proclaim it. He died and rose again to make that possible. Our part in the darkness of the world can be confessed and can be forgiven. And however dark the world seems to get, however dark our lives seem to get, Jesus, the light of the world, will never flicker or fade. We are called to turn our faces to our Lord's light, like a plant that grows towards the sun, and to be vessels for his love, like little tea lights. As the sun sets on the 24th of December, Christmas begins. Let us, wherever we are and whatever we are doing, turn our hearts to Jesus, the light of the world, and proclaim in quiet triumph, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And have the courage to walk wherever the light of Jesus guides. In whatever circumstances you are spending this Christmas, may the light of Jesus lighten your hearts and minds and guide your footsteps, that you may know his peace and comfort. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all this Christmas time and always. Amen. Oh, Our reading earlier was by John. Our prayers today will be led by Anthea. But I want to take a moment to say a thank you to everyone who's contributed to this online service and these CD services this year. Our regular contributors from our own churches, the people who read and lead prayers, but also others who helped out when I was off with my arm, Halwen and John from Aberaeron. Thank you to all of them for all their contributions to this ministry. Today, Anthea will lead our intercessions, but we begin as usual with the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. En tad, yr hynoeten y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef ddechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion fel y maddeiwn unna ein dyledwyr, ac nac ar ein ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu sydd o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
We come now to our prayers for Christmas Day. On this Christmas day, may we be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Spirit, now and for ever. Amen. And we pray for peace at this Christmas time. Grant us, Lord God, a vision of our world as your love would make it, a world where the weak are protected and none go hungry or poor, a world where the benefits of abundant life are shared and everyone can enjoy them, a world where different races and cultures live in tolerance and mutual respect, a world where peace is built with justice and justice is guided by love. And give us the inspiration and courage to build it. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of love, Father of all, the darkness that covered the earth has given way to the bright dawn of your word made flesh. Make us a people of this light. Make us faithful to your word, that we may bring your life to the waiting world. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the lost and lonely this Christmas. God of compassion, your love for humanity was revealed in Jesus, whose earthly life began in the poverty of a stable and ended in the pain and isolation of the cross. We hold before you those who are homeless and cold at this Christmas time. Draw near and comfort them in spirit, and bless all those who work to provide them with shelter, food, and friendship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, 1 year on, the challenges of the COVID pandemic and its variants are still with us, although thankfully vaccinations have minimised the risk to most people. However, the large number of new Omicron cases gives cause for concern and puts more pressure on the hard-pressed NHS. We pray for all those who give of themselves so that others may be helped, the doctors, the nurses, and all the healthcare workers. May they receive your protection as they serve their communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are ill or suffering, lonely or anxious about their future. God of love, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Comfort and heal them, and restore them to health and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, on this Christmas Day, we remember all those in our community who have been bereaved this year, and for whom this day is touched with sadness. Embrace in your loving arms all who are grieving the loss of family and loved ones. Be with them in their sorrow, uphold them with your strength, and through the generosity of love shown by others and your presence within their hearts, may they know they are not alone in their struggle today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, fill us with your grace and send us out to finish our Advent journey filled with love, joy and peace, ready to receive Jesus afresh into our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
a Christmas prayer blessing. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.